Welcome to this podcast about Nye Beach and Newport in Oregon. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Nye Beach is situated in Newport between Agate Beach to the north and Yaquina Beach to the south, about 22 miles south of Lincoln City and 1.9 miles north of Yaquina Bay, Oregon. It was historically demarcated at the north end by a rocky point with a sea stack known as Jump Off Joe. The beach and adjacent neighborhood were named after John Nye, who homesteaded the area in 1866. The beach is backed by wave-cut cliffs that rise to about 80 feet and are actively slumping, resulting in the loss of residential property and abrupt road terminations. In the winter of 1942 to 1943, a block of about 16 acres with 15 houses slumped and slid toward the sea. In 1982, a condominium was built on the bluff, but within 3 years, the slope had retreated, causing the foundation to fail, and the structure was abandoned. The subsiding area consists of loosely consolidated Pleistocene terrace sands and underlying Miocene sediments from about 23 million to 5 million years ago, and affects an area about 2,000 feet long and 200 feet wide. The Miocene sediments are sandy shales and argillaceous sandstones of the Astoria Formation and mudstones of the Nye Formation. Land movement has been attributed to groundwater flow and slippage along bedding planes between these rock formations. The coast between Cape Foulweather to the north and Beaver Creek to the south was the traditional territory of the Yaquon people. They were a hunter-gatherer culture, traveling on foot to hunt game, fish for salmon, and gather foods from the shore and coastal forests. Like many Pacific Northwest tribes, the Yaquon practiced head flattening of the upper classes, believing this would distinguish them from lower classes in the afterlife. They used wooden pressers on the heads of infants to flatten their foreheads over a period of 6 months. Their neighbors to the south were the Alsi people and to the north were the Tillamook. In the late 1700s, contact with European explorers and fur trappers introduced diseases that decimated the indigenous peoples, who had no natural immunities to smallpox, measles, tuberculosis, and other diseases. In 1855, President Franklin Pierce issued an executive order creating the Coast Indian Reservation along 110 miles of coast and 20 miles inland between Cape Lookout to the north and Fort Umpqua to the south for the relocation of indigenous peoples of the Oregon Territory. The Yaquon people did not need to move and remained around Yaquina Bay until 1865, when the federal government began opening the land to settlers. In 1866, John Nye staked and claimed 160 acres that included the bluffs overlooking the beach. In the 1880s, the property was purchased by Sam Irvin. In the 1890s, tourists began coming by train to Yaquina Bay, and Nye Creek provided access to the beach via a boardwalk. In 1905, Irvin built a hotel to accommodate visitors. By 1926, the Oregon Coast Highway was established, replacing several earlier state highways, and in 1936, bridges across the Rogue River, Alsi River, Yaquina Bay, Coos Bay, and Umpqua River were all complete, and the Oregon coast, including the beaches, was fully accessible to automobile traffic. One of the major attractions was Jump Off Joe. Jump Off Joe was a massive sea stack 100 feet tall at the north end of Nye Beach, composed of Middle Miocene concretionary sandstone. It formed sometime before the 1880s, when it was connected to the mainland and was a major impediment to walking the beach. It was a well-known tourist attraction, and early travelers would have to jump off the side to get over it, hence the name. Through the years, Jump Off Joe has been a much photographed feature, and its rapid erosion is well documented. The earliest photographs, taken in the late 1800s, show the promontory still connected to the bluff. A later photo shows its erosion and separation from the mainland in the 1890s, possibly accelerated by the construction of jetties at the Yaquina Bay entrance. The largest arch eventually collapsed in 1916, and the resulting stack continued to erode. After the loss of the original promontory, the name Jump Off Joe was adopted for the point and later for the general area. It has also been used to refer to the landslide that developed in the 1910s. Between 1920 and 1970, the majority of the sea stack eroded and collapsed, and by 1990, it had been entirely washed away. Only a trace of it remains today, mostly buried by sand. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.